I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Friday. It's a Friday. We've made it. It's Friday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony, he'll be around in just a little while. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. It's Friday, like you said, so everything's good. It's all downhill from here.
I think it's going to be a nice weather weekend. I've looked. Maybe something going on late Sunday. I don't know. I only look one day. Not even a day ahead. I look, I don't know, about 12 hours ahead in my life. That's about as far out as I give it. So there's that. I'm really excited. I can't wait to get to do the show today. Jason Zucker coming up at 9 o'clock. Penguin. So we're into that, and just have a good weekend. I am big on. I'm the guy that's now turned into working for the weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend. That light at the end of the tunnel gets me.
You don't want to play. You just want to bang on the drum.
Yes. That's my big thing. So there's nothing really. Oh, I went to the mall yesterday. Here's the deal. I saw Tyler Kennedy, by the way.
Okay.
And it's
DK.
Yes, I saw him walking around. He's Tyler Kennedy. I quickly arrived at this as I saw it. I didn't say anything to the guy. He's minding his business. He's shopping. He is one of those guys. There's some people in the world that are not like this. There's some people in the world that often get confused for other people. You cannot confuse Tyler Kennedy with anybody else. There's probably no one in the world that looks exactly or even kind of even close to Tyler Kennedy.
Only one.
Right. There's just one guy.
It's a good call.
One guy. He's also, hockey players are so sneaky like this. Generally, basketball and football players, a lot of times bigger bodies, tall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hockey players and baseball players. Baseball players are, the pitchers a lot of times are tall and long and lean. So that you can take them out. But a lot of times even the hockey players are just, in this case, quite literally, guy walking around the mall.
Yeah.
Say, hey, I was an NHL player. Reached really high levels. Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Like, they have a regular dude.
Body type.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, there's obviously the exceptions. But, like, yours. There's more normal-sized dudes, for lack of a better way to put it, in the NHL than in any other major professional sport.
Yes. Uh-huh. Just a guy walking around the mall and goes, hey, I played in the NHL and was a really good player. Or just I reached the highest point I can in my profession.
Want to see my Stanley Cup ring?
Right. Okay.
Wait. What were you, like a scout? Were you a statistics guy?
Maybe wrote for Steelers Digest.
No. I was on the third line.
Who wants to see my ring?
Yeah, it is. That is fascinating to me. So there we go.
So a good weekend.
Yes.
On tap. How about?
I did make it to the mall. Real quick. It felt interesting. It was the first time I was there. The mask mandate was still happening. It hadn't
been lifted yet.
Yeah, so I was like the last guy in the mall, I guess, with the mask that you had to wear, and it was interesting. I got in and got out though. I had enough.
Got what you needed, and
yeah, and they did not have the hat I was looking for.
Uh-oh.
So I'm still with it. I exchanged my hat, and the new model of hats are too pliable. They're not stiff enough.
To be a little starchier.
A little starchier I needed. This one was too like a runner's hat almost.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
like those.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
No, I just, it, It always strikes me when one, when not when we're recognized out, that that happens enough. It doesn't catch me by surprise anymore. But when the inevitably your first bet on who, which of our coworkers is going to be mentioned by someone when they recognize you, is always a fun game for me. Like typically it's Zeiss, to be quite honest. Like,
I get a lot of Jim because of where we live.
True.
And people know him. But or can I be honest with you about this? A lot of people ask, and I'm not, this isn't a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it plays along with our show. They ask if Ron is really as miserable as he comes across.
I get a lot of, what's that pony like? What's that Philip pony like?
See, I take up for Andrew.
So do I. I say Andrew's a wonderful guy. Like he's very good at his job. That's why you're so mad at him sometimes.
That's why you're so mad. And I say Ron is just
that way. Yeah.
Anyway, continue. But,
so we had softball last night in West Mifflin, and they got like four fields technically, I think, because there's a little T-ball one in the back. But three fields spread out, really nice complex, like right up above. What is the plant there?
I know. Well, not Westinghouse.
But
it's called something different.
Yes.
Rocket launcher kind of stuff.
I've only lived here for how long? Anyway, so really nice softball complex, and we get up there, and no idea which field we're supposed to be on. So I walk up to a couple guys, you know, putting lines down. Hey, which field is TJ?
Bettis, the Bettis plant, right?
It's not next to Bettis. It's over the hill from Irvin Works. That's
there
what
we
I was
go.
Looking for.
Okay, sorry.
Anyway, sorry. Anyway, so I'm like, hey, what field is TJ12U on? And they're like, oh, field two right over there. And the guy's like, you're Chris Mack, right? Yeah. Hey, nice to meet you. A little small talk. He's like, Starkey's up here all the time.
Oh, yeah, his daughter. Yeah.
He's like, hey, Joe's up here all the time. Hey, we got tournaments. Joe's all over the place. And, you know, part of me was kind of in a hurry to get set up and start warming the girls up and all that.
See, you played it wrong.
But
I would have
part of me really wanted to be like, that's Starkey's. Yeah, let me tell you about Starkey.
Here's what you should have given the guy a home game instead of you taking the reins and making it a home game for you. I would have said, I would deadpan the guy and then walked away and said, oh, I know. He told me at work. He said he hates this place. And then just walked away so that the next time they saw Joe.
It just got leveled.
Right. Like, everybody the talk would have been like, hey, there's Starkey over there.
He said he doesn't like it up here.
He hates West. Or even further, be like, oh, yeah, you know what? He said that in the office the other day. He said he can't stand the West Mifflin people.
Yeah.
He just can't stand them.
I don't get where he's coming from, but that's what he said.
And a guy would have laughed, and I'd be like, no, I'm serious. Play that game and see. And
just get Starkey in a big boiling pot of hot
and
water.
And him walk in because he had no idea the next time. Hey, how is everybody? Good to see you.
Drinking.
Starkey just get it from all
Hi,
sides.
Hi, Joe. How are you? Happy to be here?
You're even saying something. The incinerator. Yeah, Urban Works. Yeah, there it is.
I didn't realize, again, I've only lived in this part of the world for the better part of my life now, like three decades or so. I had no idea we were that close to one of the runways of the airport.
Oh, yeah, right there, the county airport.
It's right there. I mean, I obviously know the county airport's right there, but I didn't realize one of the runways must be like right over the hill from where we were because planes are coming in, and literally it's in the middle of the game, and like the ump is looking up, and everybody's looking like, this thing, it sounds like it's going to land on our heads or land out in right
field. There's like a bridge there, too, where they like go right in there. By the way, have you guys seen, because it came on again a couple times last night and my son was cracking up, have you seen the Straight and Pepper commercial now with the...
Yes, I have.
Have you seen it?
Yes.
The Straight and Pepper that
now
is supposed
to be
Now
it's like
your,
I see it constantly.
Your pish?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I was thinking like Pepper, like the season.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Yes, I have.
What are your thoughts on the Straighten Your Pepper out? And this medicine is going to make... I mean, why are they using...
Peppers?
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess there's... Yeah. Not a banana. I guess there are... I don't know.
It's creative, I guess.
It's one way to address the issue without saying, why is your
twisted? Pepper twisted around?
Yeah.
If it needs some penicillin, like my son said. I thought it was penicillin helped that. But no, that commercial now gets me. Like, the illustration, it must have been on three times last night. And the pepper.
No, your son's pretty perspective, or what's the word?
Perceptive.
Perceptive, yeah, and picking that up. Like, that's what they're talking about there with that commercial.
I mean, oh, well, what else would they be talking about?
And, yeah.
You know?
You know what? I give them credit, though, because too many of these spots about your thing and how it's working.
Right.
Are just, they come on in the middle of, it's a Sunday afternoon, and, like, you're watching NASCAR with your son. Maybe I got golf on. Maybe there's a ball game on. Whatever it may be. And the kids are sitting around in front of the TV, and it's too many of them are like, so have you and your lady banged one out lately?
I know.
What's wrong with your junk then? And it's like, whoa, cool it. At least they tried with the pepper thing.
And they're sitting on a tub on a hillside.
Right. It's just two naked people in a tub in the middle of a meadow. And it's like, hey, you two get one in lately?
Right. The guy's smoking a cigarette.
Hey, just... Right. At least they tried with the pepper thing to kind of work around it so that anybody could be in the room when that commercial plays, and you don't necessarily, unless you really fully pay attention to it, know what's being talked about.
Here's also, you're right about that. And it's like the other stuff too, like if you watch it in one flow, like an NFL game or you watch something, then you it also is so crazy to watch television at times. There will be like, okay, NFL cares, you know, or NBA cares. And we really want to stop the violence and all this stuff and things happening. And then they'll show players like with their head down and people like stuff written on their shoes for like people that had like a rough time or something that happened. And then they'll cut the commercial. And the first commercial will be a thing for a TV show that they have. And the guy kicks a door down and shoots 39 people.
Yes.
And tonight, you're like, wait a minute.
Tonight on Hawaii 5-0.
Right. Or for like a video game.
Yeah.
You know, and a guy kicks a door down and he has a machine gun and he shoots 39 people. And the shot before was just an NFL player standing on the field with his head down, a moment of silence for a violent act.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's happening here?
Yeah. And then there's a commercial for your Johnson.
Right. Yeah. No. It blows me away sometimes when I watch the TV. If you watched it like an album, it never flows right through.
No,
it's just a constant dropping.
It is not Pink Floyd the Wall.
No. Oh,
it is a
man.
Bunch of separate individual tracks like a mixtape.
Oh man, so there's that.
Where are you most excited to go without a mask first?
Well, I want to find out the Pirate game situation. They said they're
they're kind of up in the air.
Warecki said they'd be forthcoming. Brian Warecki, the wonderful spokesman from the Pirates, he said he'd like the corporate spokesman. So they're up in the air. But here's the thing: that takes some lag time, because you have to get the game day people in, you know, all that sort of stuff. My daughter's been itching to go to a Pirate game. She loves going. I want to see if they expand the seats for June because there are two June. These are key. The Saturday 4 o'clock games.
Yeah.
Those are the best. They fit my schedule the best. So I'm excited. You know what? You say where? Everywhere.
Yeah. No, that's a good answer.
Because people were like, the reason I wore that gator is so I wouldn't lose it.
Mm-hmm.
I just would keep it around my neck like a dickie, if you will, and then just pull it up and pull it down. And so now I'm just, forget it. It's going nowhere. But you know what? Not to be cranky about this, but I wish my kids didn't have to wear a mask to school anymore.
Hopefully. I mean, I know
they're
at least
10.
At least in our neck of the world. Our neck of the woods,
both,
Chris. Yeah. Our part of the world. Our superintendent's working hard to make it happen for the fall at the very least. And with what, 3 weeks left in school anyway?
Well, they ain't wearing a mask in the fall. My kids aren't. I'll tell you that much. They're getting dropped off, and then we'll talk about it. We'll be on the news. They ain't wearing a mask in the fall. That ain't happening. They're just not. We'll have a discussion, and Marty Griffin will be there. That's the way that it works.
Look, listen.
Hey.
Let me tell you.
Right.
Here's the deal.
Mike DeFabo, mom. We'll talk about that, mom and Mike DeFabo. I wonder. All right, thoughts here, real quick, before we got to get moving. Mike DeFabo likes or doesn't like the yellow jerseys in the playoffs, the yellow sweaters.
I'll say he does.
I, you know what? I think he's of that age where he enjoys them.
Yes.
I go either way. It doesn't matter to me. I don't mind them. Matt hates him, I bet. You hate him, huh?
Yeah, I don't like him.
There you go.
Nah.
Michael McHenry, the Fort 830. Jason Zucker, Penguin. He joins at 9 o'clock. Lots to get into. We start with Penguins. Hello.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.